皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner lesson season 2 lesson 50. Permission to marry your daughter number 1.Naomi-sensei, this lesson was made based on a request by Maxi Wawa, one of our listeners and one of the most active members on the message board. Now, he wanted to know more about the causative, 何々させる. In Japanese, it's used many ways, so sometimes it can be a bit difficult to understand. So, today we're going to take a look at that. Now, Naomi-sensei, today's conversation is between
three people, 彼氏、彼女 and 彼女のお父さん。
So, the boyfriend, the girlfriend, and the girlfriend's father.
Scary situation.
Scary situation. You're not a guy. You don't understand how scary it is to meet the... 彼女のお父さん、怖いですよ。
怖い?
怖い。
本当?
本当ですよ。
怖かったですか?
まだ怖いです。
あ、そう。
I don't know. It's something in our nature. Anyway, today is the first of a three-part series.Now, what kind of Japanese are we going to be using today? We have the boyfriend, the girlfriend, and the girlfriend's father.
彼氏 speaks polite Japanese to お父さん.
Because he's in a lower position in regards to social status.
彼女 speaks casual to her お父さん.
And the daughter speaks casual Japanese to her father. So it's going to be interesting to see the change in the politeness level. So pay attention to that.
お父さん always speaks casual.
Because he's in the highest position.All right, this is the first of a three-part series using the causative. And hopefully by the end of these three lessons, you have a much better grasp on how to use this. With that said, are you ready, Naomi-sensei?
はい。
Here we go.
お父さん、まゆみさんと結婚させてください。
ダメだ、ダメだ。
お父さん、お願い、私たちの結婚許して。
学生の身分で何を言ってるんだ。
お父さん、お願いします。
お前にお父さんなんて呼ばせんぞ。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
お父さん、まゆみさんと結婚させてください。
ダメだ、ダメだ。
お父さん、お願い、私たちの結婚を許して。
学生の身分で何を言っているんだ。
お父さん、お願いします。
お前にお父さんなんて呼ばせんぞ。
次は英語が入ります。
お父さん、まゆみさんと結婚させてください。
Sir, please allow me to get married with Mayumi.
ダメだ、ダメだ。
No way.
お父さん、お願い、私たちの結婚許して。
Dad, allow us to be together.
学生の身分で何を言ってるんだ。
What the heck are you talking about? You guys are just students.
お父さん、お願いします。
Dad, please.
お前にお父さんなんて呼ばせんぞ。
Hey, I don't want you to call me Dad.
Naomi-sensei, どう思いましたか? What'd you think?
お父さん、怖いですね。He's quite upset. お父さんなんて呼ばせんぞ?
Yeah, Dad's pretty angry. Don't call me Dad. But, なんとなく、for some reason, お父さんの気持ちよくわかります。I can understand where the dad's coming from.
ああ、そうですか。あの、質問があるんですけど、日本だと彼女のお父さんのことはお父さんと呼びます。
In Japan, boyfriend calls his girlfriend's father as お父さん.
Really?
They don't call his name.
They call him dad, even though they're not engaged?
No.
No way. If, in English, if you say, hey dad, that means you're engaged or you're going to be part of the family.
あ、そうですか?
Yeah. Otherwise, you would say, Mr. Kanbei, Mr. Smith. ずうずうしいですね。
そうですかね。お父さん、お母さんって呼びます。
お父さん、ビール持ってきてください。Hey, Dad, bring me another beer. And do they call the mother お母さん?
はい。
Just the boyfriend?
うん、多分。
え?
Or お父様 or お母様。But yeah, I think they call お父さん お母さん
どうでしょうちょっと
そうかな
間違ってるような気がするんですけど Like, I don't know if you're right on this one, Naomi-sensei
Definitely not their first name
So wait, in your past, your boyfriends have called your parents dad and mom?
I never invite my boyfriend to my
Plural.
house Boyfriend to my house.
Okay, I think Naomi-sensei just hit on a quite an important thing here. I think for older people, it was quite common not to bring home a boyfriend or girlfriend until you were going to be engaged.
Depends on the family. But yeah, my family is very conservative. So if I bring someone to home, they might think you're going to get married.
Hence the reason they would say, Mom, Dad.
そうですね。
But from what I understand, like the younger generation, it's quite common to introduce the boyfriend and girlfriend just casually. So if it's a first date, I don't think you'd show up. お父さん、お母さん、今夜何食べよう? What are we going to eat tonight, Dad, Mom?
そうですね。
I think this is really interesting cultural insight. I've met quite a few Japanese people who have never introduced their boyfriend or girlfriends to the family until they decide to get married. Okay, let's take a look at the vocab. First we have...
彼女
Girlfriend
彼女彼女
This could also be used as just girl, she or girlfriend.
And sometimes people pronounce like 彼女 for girlfriend.
Rising intonation.
はい
彼女Sample sentence, please.
彼女のお父さんと会う。
I will meet my girlfriend's father. 頑張ってください。Next.
彼氏。
Boyfriend.
彼氏。彼氏。
And this doesn't have the meaning of boy, right?
Yeah.
That would be 彼。
そうですね。And some people, my father's generation, still use 彼氏 as he.
Really?
But usually people use 彼。This one also be pronounced as 彼氏
Rising.
Hi.
彼氏
For boyfriend too.
Next we have.
許す
To permit, to allow.
許す許す
Next.
身分
Social position, social status.
身分身分
And finally.
呼ぶ
To call out.
呼ぶ呼ぶ
Naomi-sensei.Let's take a closer look at some of the vocab words we talked about. First one I want to look at is 許す, to permit, to allow. But this can also mean to forgive.
Ah, そうですね。許してください。Please forgive me.
Please forgive me. Now here, but let's take a look at what we had in the conversation.
結婚を許して。
Here it's allow.
So something を許して。
Would be to allow, please allow something something. In this case, marriage.Where opposed, on the other hand, we have just 許してください, please forgive me. And of course, another very polite way to apologize, お許しください. お許しください.
It's a surprise to hear that word from you.
So yes, a very polite way to apologize. So, 先生、宿題が終わってないです。許してください. So I haven't finished my homework, please forgive me.Now, let's take a look at today's grammar point. Naomi-sensei, what do we have?
今日のグラマーポイントは causative construction.
Now, this construction is used to express that someone or something causes the causative or allows someone or something to do something. Now, this make as opposed to allow could be the tricky point for a lot of people. So we're going to take a closer look at that. Now, the causative can be used for permission or coercive causative.Depending on the situation or context. Again, situation and context determines the actual meaning of it. The construction is the same, but whether it means to allow or cause, make somebody, that's determined by the situation. The construction is the same, but the meaning can change. For example, let's take a look at the conversation. Naomi-sensei, what do we have in the conversation?
結婚させてください。
Naomi-sensei, is this allow or to make?
Allow.
And we can tell by the context. お父さん, so he's asking the father, 真由美さんと結婚させてください。
僕と真由美さんを結婚させてください。
Please allow me to marry 真由美. Let's take a look at the particles here.
お父さん、僕を
Mayumi さんと結婚させてください。
So, let's just break this down. First, we have
お父さん
Father
僕を
僕 A way for a male to refer to himself followed by the object marker を
Mayumi さん
Mayumi
と
With
結婚
Marriage
させて
Make
ください
Please. Now, this make is allow. So, please make. Please allow me to. Please allow me to marry with Mayumi. But notice here, the object is wo. So, he's asking the dad to make him, which is a way to ask permission. Please, dad, make me. And in doing, in forming this construction, we translate it as please allow me. Please make me marry with your daughter. But of course, it's translated as please allow me to.In today's PDF, there's a very detailed write-up on the difference of usage in the causative, just a plain causative as opposed to asking permission or allowing. It has the comparison between the particles used for the straight causative to make somebody do something and to use the causative to ask permission or to get permission. Now, before we leave, let's take a look at the second use of the causative, the last line of the conversation.
お前にお父さんなんて呼ばせんぞ。
Here, too, we havePermission, allow, using the causative to form a sentence in which permission is, in this case, not granted. Let's take a close look at the sentence, okay? First we have
お前に
You, particle ni here, so his direction, you.
お父さんなんて
Father, and nante is adding emphasis.
呼ばせん
Which is the contracted form of
呼ばせない
Now, this means won't let you.Call. Won't let you call. So we have you, father, won't let you call. So you're not calling me dad. Let's first take a look at how we got this construction, yobasanai. That starts with what verb do we start with here?
Yobu.
Then we form the causative, which is
yobaseru,
which can mean either to make someone call or to allow someone to call. Again, depending on the context. Here we have the negative form, which is
yobasenai.
To make someone not call or to allow someone not to call. Now, in this case, it's a permission. We're talking about permission. He's not allowing, he won't let the son call him dad. Literally, but again, it's the same construction as he won't make the son call him dad. And this has to do with the particles. What particle do we have here following the son who's referred to in a very kind of informal, almost rude way, omae?
Ni.
Here, this is direction, omae ni.Oto-san. What would follow this if we had particles?
To.
Followed by?
Yobasenai.
So, I won't allow you to call me father.
Omae ni oto-san to yobasenai.
I'm not going to let you call me dad. Don't call me dad. You don't have that permission. Now, inside the PDF, there'll be a really detailed write-up of what we covered today. You definitely want to pick up the PDF to understand how the causative can be used to grant permission. That's going to do for today.
じゃあまた。
お父さん、真由美さんと結婚させてください。
ダメだダメだ。
お父さん、お願い、私たちの結婚を許して。
学生の身分で何を言ってるんだ。
お父さん、お願いします。
お前にお父さんなんて呼ばせんぞ。